Every day, progress, good things happening. The business news of Muncie and Delaware County reported one place, the Muncie Journal.
MuncieJournal.com.
We have a duty to put as much positive content online so people can pick that up and make sure that they're making a really solid business case for why they could be part of our community and bring jobs, bring investment.
Community leaders and many organizations came together to launch MuncieJournal.com. The Muncie Journal. What's happening here? No charge, no cost. The Muncie Journal.
MuncieJournal.com.
Hi, my name is Mike Rhodes, and I am the editor-in-chief of MuncieJournal.com. Today is August 26th, and I'm going to start out asking a question. What does this number represent? 249,600. 249,600. The correct answer is... That number represents the number of words John Carlson has written for MuncieJournal.com since July 2015, when we launched. John writes an article for us, and we publish it every Friday morning. So tomorrow, there'll be another John Carlson article published, and you should check it out. We've got a couple of people at the end of the podcast that are going to talk about John Carlson. Take a look at those articles he writes every week.
MuncieJournal.com.
We've got an article on Muncie Journal written by Mo Orban about the $2 tour of the village that returns on Saturday, August 28th. That's this weekend, from 4 to 8 o'clock in the village. Many of the village merchants will be offering items for $2, $2. So you get tacos, pizza slices, t-shirts, and ice cream cones, all sorts of things. It's a pet-friendly event. 93.5 Max Rocks radio station will be hosting a mutt strut and pet parade sponsored by Ruse Holistic Pet Supply. So you can take your doggy or your pet down there and get in the parade. Cost $2 to register your pet. You can go to 93.5 Max Facebook page for more information. Going to be a nice day. Maybe a little warm. Festivities start at 4 o'clock, so make sure you take advantage of that and read the story on MuncieJournal.com. Sorry, forgot. Another event that's taking place there at the $2 Village event at 4 o'clock, there's going to be a dunk tank. So if you're interested, you can dunk Mayor Dan Ridenour. At 5 o'clock, City Council President Jeff Robinson. At 6 o'clock, you can dunk Roe Selvey. And at 6:30, you can dunk Police Chief Nathan Sloan. So that would be pretty interesting. I might want to go and attend that for just that function alone.
MuncieJournal.com.
This weekend's going to be pretty busy because here's another event. You can find this article on MuncieJournal.com also. Let's see. From 5 to 10 p.m. at Cannon Commons, it's going to be Downtown Game Night Saturday. This is a new function for Downtown Development Partnership. You're going to be able to play Yardzee, Cornhole, Croquet, Giant Parachute Play, Spoon and Egg Races, Inflatable Bouncy Ball Races. There'll be some food vendors down there, and there'll be a band that's going to play, Mike Milligan and Steam Shovel. That starts at 7. You can listen to Mike Milligan on the Muncie Journal story about Downtown Game Night. It's a good band. I liked it.
MuncieJournal.com.
Okay, I got another number for you. 10.2%. That's going to be my guess for the positivity rate that's going to be announced later today. You know, I talked about this last week, and I've been right. I was right with that prediction. We went up to 9.6% last week. So I'm going to guess 10.2% for the Delaware County positivity rate. We'll be sharing that later today. So let's see if my guess is right.
MuncieJournal.com.
Okay, coming up on September 4th through the 11th, the display Flags of Honor will take place at Minnetrista by the White River Greenway.
Best described as a sea of red, white, and blue in recognition of local veterans, current service personnel, and fallen heroes. The annual WLBC Land Flags of Honor event is September 4th through the 11th at Minnetrista in Muncie in partnership with the Muncie Exchange Club. For a small donation, anyone can get a yellow ribbon to tie onto one of the flags in honor of someone special to them. Companies in the community can be involved too through corporate-level sponsorship. And volunteers are needed all week. Let's show WLBC Land's spirit and patriotism with this year's Flags of Honor event, sponsored by the Exchange Club of Muncie and 104.1 HD1 WLBC.
MuncieJournal.com.
Another positive story you'll find on MuncieJournal.com right now is one about the Community Foundation. And we've got 11 nonprofits now during the third quarterly competitive grant cycle have received $136,000 in funding. I will share the recipients who receive monies from that grant when I return in just a minute.
Are you the kind of person that's really into high-end audio gear? Do conversations about terms like biamping, coloration, dynamic range, and one-note bass make your heart beat faster? If that sounds like you, you've probably wondered where all the high-end audio stores have gone. You know, the stores where you can really sit down in a quiet room and demo speakers, amps, and subs, and speak with knowledgeable salespeople that really understand you. Well, there is such a place. You need to stop in Audio Solutions in Broad Ripple. You'll be amazed at the new and used gear they have. Brands like Class A, MK Sound, REL, Acoustic, Rega, Nordist, and much more. Get new gear or trade in your old gear for new stuff. There's no better place to shop for a golden ear like you than Audio Solutions. Visit Audio Solutions' new showroom in Broad Ripple, 6340 Ferguson Street, or online at theaudiosolutions.com.
MuncieJournal.com.
Recipients of the Community Foundation's grants include College Mentors for Kids, 812 Coalition, Innovation Connector, Inside Out Community Development, Masterworks Chorale, the Muncie Action Plan, Muncie Arts and Culture Council, Ross Community Center, United Daycare Center, Whiteley Community Council, and the Youth Opportunity Center.
MuncieJournal.com.
Okay, we started talking about John Carlson at the beginning of this program and like to end it with a little bit about John Carlson from Sean Spence, On Air Talent with 93.5 Max Rocks.
Sweet. Sweet there with Ballroom Blitz, 93.5 Max, Maximum Classic Rock. Sean Spence back with information I promised you about moaning and spasms of ecstasy. Basically, that wording comes from an article I was just reading on MuncieJournal.com. It's a website I check out every week now because I've found it quite entertaining. If you'd like to hear about good news about Muncie and Delaware County, it's all right there for you at MuncieJournal.com. And there are not a whole lot of ads or things that pop up and bother you. That's one thing I like about the site. And I like to read the John Carlson funny articles on there. This week he's recounting his quest to make a good homemade soup. He writes about unlikely things, but in ways that make you very glad that you made it through the article because they're so darn funny.
MuncieJournal.com.